from Piwanuk, Ontario. Today is September 9, 1993. This tape recorder is dedicated to the school children of Piwanuk of today. Because my grandchildren are going to school. And apparently they have been asked to write the history about Winnisk and up to Piwanuk today. Before I begin, I want to inform you, I want to tell you this history about Winnisk and the people is very brief. I mean, it's very short. There is a lot of story about Winnisk, old community, old settlement of Winnisk, old village of Winnisk, and the people who were, or eventually settled there. And finally, community destroyed by flood in 1986. There is a history about Winnisk, the old Winnisk. There is a history written down by the missionaries, early missionaries, early fur traders of Hudson Bay Company. Because the Hudson Bay managers who stayed in those small communities first, which were outpost camps for the main Hudson Bay Company from York Factory. These Hudson Bay employees were required to write a diary. Sometimes it's called a journey. Journal. Sometimes it's called journal. Sometimes it's called many other names. Anyway, mostly it was a journal. Journal means that every manager has to write his activities during the day. How much he sells, how much he trade first from native people. These were the people who write the story first about Winnisk. But they write it as they see it, as they experience it, and as they understand it. They use their point of views. And it is the same thing with the early missionaries. Be it Roman Catholic missionaries or Anglican ministers, they too were instructed to keep the diary, the journal. They record their activities and they write what they see about the area, about the people they deal with. And all these journals that they have collected, Hudson Bay Company, when it was formed, 1682 till 1976 when they pull out from Winnisk trading post.